you to take.
Station, let me turn my radio down. I gotta watch what I'm doing here because I'm in a curve. Oh, we're going to our favorite grocery store. How about you?
Just sitting at home, trying to recover. I had a rough weekend, and so I didn't do anything but go to handbell rehearsal yesterday and then came back to the house. I'm still trying to get over the weekend. Seemed to strain every muscle in my body over the weekend.
What are you doing?
Just general work around the house, cleaning up, laundry, picking up limbs, blowing leaves, you know, minor things like that, just trying to get caught up on things that I hadn't been doing. And, of course, I had the installer here Saturday doing the installation for the cable TV, and of course it's still got to come back and bury the cable. I got this nice half-inch orange cable running across my yard. So anyway, but that's so today I'm just trying to relax and get back into feeling better.
Well, I just figured a man here standing in the community would have had a lawn care service and servants to do all that.
Blowing leaves primarily off the porch and the walkway. I've got somebody who will come and blow them out of the yard soon, so I'm not worried about that. They'll be here. He'll probably come this week and take care of at least this first layer of limbs of leaves, because he'll have to come back at least once more before the leaf falling season's over.
You need to add a little bit of power, I think, Rusty. You're a little bit weak. Well, we mowed grass and leaves yesterday. What else, Bernice? And got that taken care of.
Hi, Rusty.
Morning, Bernice. And good morning to both of you. Yeah, it's still morning, just barely. But, I'm running all the power I got, Tom. I don't know what it's set on high power, so I don't know what is wrong, unless it's just where I had the microphone, that's for sure.
Interference from that new cable system. shoot, just kidding, of course. Well, I hate to admit this. Guess it's senility, I don't know, but I woke up this morning, and it's hard to get it out of my mind. I was thinking it was Sunday, and I know it wasn't Sunday because we went up to the horse farm on Sunday and watched the granddaughter. And yesterday we mowed grass and got rid of the leaves. Some of them there in the carport, they just wouldn't come out. We had to go out and get them by hand. And that dang maple tree out front, if it didn't give a little bit of shade in the summertime, it'd be gone. I think it's taking all of the moisture out of the ground there is the reason it's so dry up there by that tree. But at any rate, we got it done, and I'm trying to get unlocked from that thought of it being Sunday in my head. Do you ever get that?
I don't know. Sometimes it pops up and things don't, but anyway. And where are you off to today?
Like I said, we're heading to our favorite grocery store, Aldi's. We got to go to Walmart. Down in Taylor's. We like that store better than the Greer one, Rusty. And then after that, I got a bunch of phone calls I got to make to different things. We went to Costco's there yesterday and asked them about our bill, and they said, no, you got to call Citibank and ask them because they say they owe us some money for rewards. And Bernice doesn't remember getting any rewards, and I don't either. She thinks we used them, but at any rate, we keep getting a thing in the mail saying that, well, if you don't use these by December 31st, you'll lose them, and it's something like $137, so that'll be worth a phone call. I tried to call and check on an appointment at a doctor's office this morning at the VA, and all I got was recording, and I finally said to heck with it, and I'll look online, see what I can figure out there.
Yeah, that recording bits and stuff, I get very frustrated with that when you go from one to another to another to another. And even if they give you the option to say representative or something like that, you still do that and it still gives you more recording. So, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, there's a lot of static on the repeater this morning.
Roger. This is your LTR. Yeah, I used to say operator, and then representative would get it, but they figured that out. So I called the one that was on my appointment schedule that I got in the mail. It's an 800 number. And he went to Columbia, and that's all I got over and over and over. And finally he said, well, if you want to be connected to your Greenville clinic, I pushed two, and it just disconnected entirely. Just hung up. So there you have it. And then I tried to call a number that I had direct down there, and same thing, over and over and over. And if you get all these things, call 911 if you're going to commit suicide and all this stuff, and I'll just go online. You can usually figure it out on there.
Maybe it's just a plot against you. Nobody wants to talk to you this week.
Wouldn't blame them. I still think it's Sunday, so that's probably why they didn't answer.
Old man.
Yeah, you know, ND7J tells me that all the time. So you ain't the first.
Probably your wife has told you you ain't right either.
Don't worry me.
You worry a lot of people, so anyway. Well, be careful out there on the road and everything. I gotta go see what the dog wants. And just get up and walk around a little bit. If I sit for too long, I start getting stiff again. And I've got to actually go take something for the pain. But I thought I would try to work my way through it this morning, but it hasn't worked out. So anyway, I'll catch up to you later. And you be careful out there on the road, and we'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Good to hear you. Yeah, it worked out fine. We're just coming over a hill here, and Aldi's up the road. Yeah, I just took two ibuprofens this morning, so I feel lucky. Usually I take three, but I don't think I'm supposed to take any, but sometimes you gotta. Take care. W2T and 0TR73 is Rusty.